Now, Grant, the governor said it was apparent that his presence was needed in business negotiations. Why in person? How's that different than a phone call or Skyping or something like that?
We figured out very quickly that personal relationships are everything to the Chinese, especially at the provincial government level. Some of our most productive meetings were the governor to provincial governor meetings that we had, and the conversations were incredibly wide-ranging, from potential Chinese investment in Arkansas to Arkansas investment in China, education, tourism. The conversations really ran the gamut, as you might expect, between governors.
The governor said there were two hot prospects, 11 economic development prospects in total that he met with. The governor really didn't put any timetable on successfully closing those deals. He said that we may not even close some of them. So tell me, what happens next to advance some of these prospects?
Well, as the governor mentioned, a couple of the prospects have already made trips to Arkansas, and I think we'll see some return trips in the very near future. I think that the most important thing for us to continue to do is to build on the relationships that the governor established while he was in China, to invite these CEOs and government officials to come to Arkansas and spend time here. And I think that we're really going to be focused on that. And I'll tell you that very quickly, we've already had one provincial government call us just in the last 2 days and tell us that they want to bring an education delegation over here maybe as soon as May.
Very interesting. Now, the governor alluded to his sales pitch for Arkansas, the workforce, geography, proximity to certain markets. Kind of give me an example of how that works. You walk into a room with representatives from a business prospect in China, and then what happens?
Well, first thing is that, as you might imagine, Arkansas has three big assets that start nearly every conversation in China. First, they all know that Walmart is headquartered in Bentonville. They all know Tyson Foods because Tyson is making large investments throughout China. And they all know the Clintons. And so every single conversation we had began with those three things. And then it was our job to explain that while those are obviously our three most famous exports, that Arkansas is really much more. Many of the companies and individuals that we met with understand the important geographical placement that Arkansas has in North America, and really its relationship to the entire hemisphere. And they're interested in us for that reason. We've got incredible transportation infrastructure with north-south and east-west interstate, with north-south and east-west rail, and in many cases dual rail served. We've got five navigable rivers with access to the Mississippi, which gives us access to the deep water ports in New Orleans and Mobile. And I think for many Chinese companies, their interest extends beyond the North American market when they look at Arkansas as a potential place to locate. I think they look at Arkansas and see the ability not only to reach markets within North America very, very easily, they look at Arkansas and they see the ability to reach into Central and South America relatively easily from a place that is much more stable.
France could be up next for the governor. He said it would be an agricultural-related trip if it happens. Are we talking agriculture as in row crop farmer or related to maybe the cattle or poultry industries?
Well, from what I know so far and what I can share with you, he has been approached by the French government and specifically the Minister of Agriculture over there to come and take part in a trip, and I think that it will include, the conversations will include both row crops and livestock.
All right, last question, Grant. So much focus for the future. You've got changes in technology and the interest of young workers, a lot more entrepreneurship, and small business creation is going to be very vital to moving the Arkansas, the U.S. economy forward in the future. Why is there not some level of state incentive similar to what we do for big business for small businesses and startups?
That's a great question, Roby, and it's one that I'm spending a lot of time with my team and other people talking about. You're exactly right. The tools that we've got in Arkansas in terms of incentives are very much designed for another era. They're designed for big iron manufacturing. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And they depend, in many cases, on our ability to claw back some asset that we can tie the incentive to, that if the business doesn't produce, doesn't perform, doesn't survive, you know, we can repossess the conveyor system or, you know, a press or something that the state can then market to recoup its money. When you talk about knowledge-based industries, the assets of these companies exist in the six-inch space between a bunch of smart people's ears. And you can't put a mortgage on a human being. And so we really are working very hard right now to try and understand how we recalibrate some of these tools to be able to play more effectively in that space. And we've done some of it. The difficulty is for government, these are risky endeavors. And we are talking about tax dollars. And, you know, government isn't really good at risk because taxpayers expect a return. And, you know, if you talk to any venture capitalist, they'll tell you they fire at 10 companies or 20 companies hoping that one of them will hit. And those aren't great odds for government. But it's something that we know is important and something that we know we've got to do a better job at.
You think we might see something by the 2013 session?
I think you might.